Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to it on a Tuesday. Congratulations if you made it through this weather and what it was last night. There are folks who are still recovering today, so I want to say that we're hoping that the things that went wrong are fixable. Those things that are broken are fixable, and that your existence hasn't really altered today, because there's some folks that went through it. Again, we went through and had to make some adjustments, even in the bathroom. Bathroom ceiling flood, pouring down, knocking panels out of the ceiling. And made quite a messy bathroom this morning. DP, no Jay Foreman today. Me and Austin Norman to hold it down. We got a special guest at 4:30. She is the newest member of the Pro Volleyball Federation champion Omaha Supernovas. But you may know her as the former Husker. Kayla Caffey will join us on Old School at 4:30. Austin, if you would please, let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly. Certified Piedmontese, every type of meat and every type of cut. I know for a fact that you're planning on grilling this weekend. Stock up now. Don't wait, right? Just like Christmas in July is a thing, you don't wait to the last minute to buy your Christmas presents. It's basically last minute now if you're 4th of July grilling. But hey, the Mercado's always got you. So make sure you stop by and stock up, because you want to have a good weekend. Best weekend, start with the Mercado.
What's your thing this weekend? So you're going to 4th of July plate. What are you going to put together?
Oof. It is.
What's the ideal 4th of July plate?
It's burgers. It's hot dogs. It's any chip that's not a barbecue chip or a salt and vinegar chip. Maybe some beans in there. Probably baked. Watermelon, if I had to guess.
Is there a right or wrong bean for grilling? What's the rule?
I traditionally think baked, but I'm less beholden to beans.
Are you a flavored? Are you going to put something in the baked beans, or are you going to take them as they are?
Well, I mean, I hope they come cooked with bacon.
But if not,
why would you make them then?
Well, wouldn't you make your own bacon? Wouldn't you
just chop it up, put it in the beans, cook them? Is that the way you do it?
You wouldn't cook them first.
I don't know. I've never made baked beans myself. Someone else is making them. I'm eating them.
Somebody else is making my beans. That's fair. Like, I never assume that people are doing a thing the way that I've seen people do it. Text line, of course, you can feel free. 402-464-5685. Let us know what you think. Like, what's the right way? Because
are you telling me Nebraska surprised you? Is that what you're telling me, DP?
I'm constantly surprised, which is kind of, sometimes it's a good trait, and sometimes it is a mortal flaw. Curiosity can get in the way. I don't know. Like, again, the Texas Crowbait says, yeah, brown sugar. Bacon and some brown sugar. But is it cooked bacon, or is it not cooked bacon and then put in the beans to cook with the beans? Like, I think that's a fair question. Big Slim says, okay, baked beans, brown, I'm assuming that's brown sugar, hamburger, onions, green pepper, a little bit of washer sister sauce. Big Slim, love you, bro. Appreciate you. Yeah, it's the thing. Crowbait says, yeah, in the bacon and brown sugar. John and Cortland, hey boss, how you doing, man? I don't know, Austin. I'm trying to figure that out. That he says, whoa, anything but a barbecue chip. I don't know.
Barbecue chips are bad. Salt and vinegar chips are bad.
Ooh, you're going on that hill, aren't you?
I firmly planted my flag.
You're going on.
My castle is built.
Yeah. What do you have against barbecue chips?
I am not a barbecue sauce guy either. So my stance is that if the meat is cooked properly, you don't need sauce.
You hating on barbecue.
No, I love barbecue. I'm hating on barbecue sauce.
Meat without barbecue sauce is not barbecue.
It's the way God intended.
No, that's just meat, Austin.
Barbecued meat. One does not require barbecue sauce. And barbecue chips are a fake pale imitation of it.
The sauce makes it barbecue. Otherwise, it's just pulled pork.
Yes, wonderful. Great. Cool. I'm in for just pulled pork then. That's where I'm at with it.
Come on. Really, Austin?
Truly. Honestly.
This is the hill you're going on. Okay. Yes. Oh, man.
Crowbait, my man. Stand up. Thank you. My white is showing. Yes. Probably. Don't care.
Bryce, if you're in your defense, Austin, if you're going to be wrong, go all in. That's a fair.
I don't think I'm wrong. Okay.
Eric puts you on the list.
Oh, no.
He pulled a Jericho. Austin, you just made the list. That's beautiful. Yeah, I don't.
Can I sign my own name on the list again if I'm going to go all in?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I respect people that make their own barbecue sauce. I understand that there is an art behind it, and I love that everyone has their own. I just think it's unnecessary. I'm not using barbecue sauce. You can't make
it. Okay. See, this is, let me say this. This is why some folks say you're invited to the cookout, not to the barbecue. Right? Because
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The barbecue is a different thing to the cookout where we're going to cook outside.
Mm-hmm. The cookout.
It's a cookout. The barbecue is if you are specific to, and there are people, melanated people, who will over barbecue all the meat. Those are barbecues. Smoking meat is not a barbecue. Grilling is not a barbecue. Sauce. Am I missing this? Am I wrong? Am I wrong in this? Y'all help me out here. Help me out. Luke, yeah, get him, bro. Like,
No, Luke's with me.
No, Luke's with me.
I'm sorry, DP, but you and your entire station had my pulled pork, and it didn't need any sauce.
No, but here's the... He called it pulled pork. He didn't say it's my barbecue. He said my pulled pork. That's exactly
fine.
What it was,
cool. Luke. Yes.
And it was a fine pulled pork.
It was good.
But Luke had a little thing of barbecue sauce. So there's that.
I don't know. I'm just, sweet and meat do not go together for me. I don't even know you right now. I don't know.
I don't even know who hurt you. Who hurt you, Austin?
No barbecue sauce. Nah. Jeremy the grill master.
Never on this station has the word sweet and meat never gotten a response. Always.
I know what I'm about.
Always. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we're going to have to reset the table because I'm trying to get an understanding. There are several questions in play, right? Several questions. One, is it barbecue if there is not barbecue sauce? Two, Austin, when you're going to cook outside, how do you define it? What are the words that you use to say, I'm going outside to cook meat?
I would say, hey, do you want to come over? We're grilling tonight.
You're grilling. Mm-hmm. Perfect. That fits you because you're not barbecuing.
Nope.
You are not barbecuing. You are grilling.
What if you have a barbecue rub?
That's not the same.
But is it barbecue?
Flavored?
Is barbecue a flavor or a style?
Is barbecue? Is it a thing? You have to work these things out. I'll read the text line before we go to timeout. Technically, isn't the sauce describing the type of meat you're eating?
Uh-huh.
Kind of like steak sauce. No,
I like that question.
No,
though.
Because it that's not really it. Barbecued. Apostrophe D.
BBQ apostrophe D.
Barbecued means that the sauce is present. You've added the barbecue. Right? That's what that means. Eric says, you're not welcome
barbecue
at any of my barbecue.
Is a term used with significant regional national variations to describe various cooking methods that employ live fire and smoke to cook the food. The term is also generally applied to the devices associated with those methods, the broader cuisines that these methods produce, and the meals or gatherings at which this style of food is cooked and served.
I'm going to say that a non-melanated person wrote that.
Most likely. Most likely.
That's what I'm going to say that. Crowbait says, I'll eat barbecue chips with barbecue sauce.
No. No.
How about wrong. That? How you like them apples?
I do not.
How you
I
like
pass them apples along.
Well-seasoned meat doesn't need sauce, but it enhances the meal. And that's Jared and Grillmaster. Now, here's the thing. Then the question becomes, barbecue sauce versus barbecue-flavored seasoning. Not the same. Can you have barbecue seasoning?
I would say yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Not, I've not been in the kitchen with someone's
ever,
applied it.
You've never seen a not in your kitchen. Nowhere in your kitchen is there a container that says barbecue seasoning.
Well, I'm sure there'd be plenty of barbecue, you know, grill masters, pit masters that would say, yes, this is my barbecue rub.
I'm asking. So Texas barbecue, typically done dry, and KC barbecue done saucy. Again, different regions. Different cultures, different things. Trying to identify them. I'm not saying that I know them all. This is literally why, as I say, it's not my job to have all the answers. It's to get to the right question. So if you tell me that barbecue is an idea or a flavor or a sauce, they may all be true. They may all not be true. And Austin doesn't like any of them.
Correct.
Now, because the barbecue chip doesn't have sauce on it. It is barbecue flavored. Fair?
It is barbecue flavored.
Without the sauce.
Correct.
So there is a barbecue seasoning.
I would think so.
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Like, Big Slim, I'm just trying to work it out, man. He's y'all are radio gold. I'm just trying to work, like, in asking for the weekend, what people have in play. Now, I can tell you. You know who we need to call? Charles.
Mm. Bring
Chubbs.
Him in.
Or Chubbs. Chubbs.
One of them.
Chubbs, if you're listening, call. Charles.
We do have Kayla Caffey.
Charles, if you're listening, call. So, let's go to break. Let's get it all set. Let's get Kayla Caffey in the form. We can talk volleyball, and then we'll talk. We'll ask her what her 4th of July plate looks like. All that and more here on Old School 937 The Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.